Hello, Rita Zamora here with a brief audio message for you. I wanted to take some time to record an audio about the growing concerns that I'm hearing from practices, practice managers, and doctors about negative online reviews, especially on sites like Facebook, and what you can do about it. And in the past, in a lot of seminars and workshops that I've done, it's been a very common concern that comes up. A lot of practice managers or doctors will say, you know, we've been hesitant to get involved with sites like Facebook because we're concerned that people will use those platforms to post negative comments about us. And in the past, I've always said, you know, we're just not seeing patients posting negative comments on a lot of practice Facebook pages. But of course, in true social media true Facebook fashion, things are changing all the time, constantly evolving. Just recently, we had a situation where a disgruntled parent of a pediatric dentistry patient created essentially a very aggressive campaign against a California dentist, and I'm not going to state exactly what the Facebook page was or where you can go to find this information, because I don't think it's really necessary to go back and continue to draw attention to this particular dentist or to this particular site, because we truly don't know what the honest story is and what the truth of that story is yet. So time will tell. But I can say that things are definitely evolving. I'm still not seeing a lot of patients complaining on the majority, I'd say 99.9% of dental practices that I'm familiar with and that I've worked with and heard from aren't receiving patient complaints on their Facebook page. However, there's definitely, you know, it's definitely a good time for us to think about this growing concern and to look at how things are evolving and what can be done about it in the future. So I want to start off by saying that this disgruntled parent who created, he actually created a Facebook group. It wasn't a Facebook page, it was a Facebook group that he created initially. And actually, it wasn't long before Facebook shut that group down because they stated that it was, quote, a violation or potential violation of their harassment regulations. So Facebook's working in your favor in this way. If someone's using a group or a page, for example, or something on Facebook to harass another person, they are paying attention to that and they are taking the steps that are appropriate to take care of that. So that's really good to know. And I still want to stand strong in saying that you do have more control on your Facebook page than many other platforms to actually address negative comments or complaints. For example, if someone were to leave a negative comment on your Facebook page, you can A, respond to it, you can B, delete the comment, and you can C, ban the person who made the comment from your Facebook page, so they would simply not be able to find your page in the future. So I'm still going to stand behind that fact that you do have more control than, for example, a negative review that was placed on Google reviews or on Yelp or Angie's List, where your only options are to respond to that negative comment or just to deal with it, because there's no way that you can remove it and there's no way that you can ban or prevent people from further, you know, commenting or posting things about you. So I'm still going to stand strong in that I believe overall Facebook is definitely a great place for you to build a good patient community filled with testimonials. And I'm going to go over that a lot more in depth in just a moment. But I want to talk about my advice to dentists and practice administrators at this point. It's twofold. First of all, if you're concerned about negative online reviews, what I can say is that you can no longer just sit on the sidelines and wait and leave it up to chance to see what happens about your online reputation. You really have to take an active role in this. And this is something, if you look at some of my seminars and workshops from even over a year ago, I've been telling people for months and years now, you have got to make this a priority. I've always mentioned multiple pieces of online real estate, having positive reviews and testimonials and information that patients can use to research you on multiple platforms. And realize that there's a new study that came out recently that said over 40% of consumers today won't even consider you as an option unless you have ample information available for them to research you online, which means they don't want to just visit your static website. They want to see video about you. They want to see testimonials. They want to see reviews. They want to see a Facebook community. Whatever information is out there that's available for you, if they're looking at choosing you for a new dentist, you want to make sure that you have a significant amount of information, positive information, hopefully, available about yourself out there. So we're talking again about two things that I'm recommending for you to take control and have a far better standpoint on these, the battle essentially against negative online reviews, because essentially it can happen to even the best practices. So my advice is, first of all, not standing on the sidelines, but being active, taking an active role in monitoring your online reputation. So how do you do that? Number one, first and foremost, I hope that you've already discovered Google Alerts. And if you haven't, you can visit google.com. That's google.com/alerts. And Google Alerts is a free tool from Google, which is fabulous. It allows you to receive email updates for the latest relevant search results on search terms that you choose. So terms that you might choose would be, for example, a doctor's name, your practice name, if you have a particular person or even a competitor that you wanted to keep a pulse on, you could enter those terms into Google Alerts. And again, this is a free tool, and you can choose whether you want to get results from Google on an as they happen basis or daily or weekly. This is a great tool. Everyone should be using this. So that will help to scan Google for any updates and alerts and let you know about them via an email update to your inbox, which is fabulous. So Google Alerts is one way for you to keep keep on top of what's going on out there with regard to your name or your practice name. Remember that Google Alerts will scan Google for relevant terms, but you may need to just schedule to do what I would call just a hand search. So entering in the doctor's name or the practice name by hand onto, you know, some other top search engines. And according to a recent survey by Experian, I shouldn't say recent survey, according to recent data by Experian Hitwise, the top five search engines in the United States, at least at the time of this recording, are Google, Yahoo, Bing, Ask, and AOL, respectively. And so you can hand search in those search engines by typing in the doctor's name or a practice name and just see what comes up. And I recommend that you do that every quarter at minimum. Assign a team member to, you know, take care of this task for you. Make them accountable by asking them to follow up with you every quarter and let you know what their findings are, because otherwise you may never know what negative comments exist about you out there. But also you may never know what positive compliments that you may have received. And you're certainly going to want to thank someone if they've left you a compliment online, wouldn't you? So the only way that you are going to be able to keep tab of what's going on with your reputation out there online is by, you know, setting up these Google Alerts, doing hand searches. Or keep in mind, there's also a variety of emerging services and options that can help you to do digital searches for you. In other words, you can outsource this. And one company that I would recommend you research are my friends over at Smile Reminder. I don't work for Smile Reminder. I'm not compensated by them in any way. I just know that they have a good product. I've heard their CEO speak about this product, and they're a very reputable dental service provider. So if you visit smilereminder.com, you can learn a little bit more about their service called Active Presence. And they call it monitoring or managing your webutation. So I think it's a great service. It can really help to, again, just allow you to outsource this part of a very important, it's not even a new and emerging, I mean, this is something that's been going on that's just becoming a growing concern for a lot of practice managers and doctors. So it's time to start looking at, you know, am I either going to handle this internally in my practice? Are we going to do these hand searches and set up Google alerts? Or are we going to look for a service? It may be Smile Reminder, or it may be another company that has an automated service for you that's going to essentially comb the web, comb the internet, I should say, for you for any mentions of your terms that you're concerned about, whether it be the doctor's name or your practice name. So keep that in mind. And I talked at the beginning of this audio about two recommendations. The first was really actively monitoring your online reputation. And the second part of that is to really being proactive about growing your positive PR. Okay, remember that over 40% of people that are looking for a new dentist, they're not going to make a decision on choosing you as a dentist unless you have ample information about yourself and your practice out there online. So multiple pieces of online real estate is really key. Again, that may include reviews, testimonials, it might be video about the doctor or what your practice looks like. It could be a very well-established Facebook page. Of course, a nice website is still important. And keep in mind, at the beginning of the audio, I mentioned this unfortunate situation with this dentist in California. The problem also that occurred was the practice did not have a Facebook page established. They had a page, and the last time I checked, I think it was also removed, where they only had a few fans, no testimonials, no comments from patients. That could potentially be enough for a patient to see it and say, you know, well, gosh, I was going to complain about this doctor, but they've got this Facebook page with all these glowing testimonials and these patients that really support this dentist. Maybe it's just me that's upset with them, or maybe it's just me, you know, that's got this perspective about the practice. And who knows, maybe that would have been enough to sort of just wash out, you know, that momentum and prevent that father from going on this, you know, negative rant and creating this negative campaign. So I highly encourage you, again, to take an active role in building your positive PR by doing things like actively asking patients to, you know, share their opinions with you via, you know, Google reviews or Yelp, or certainly a Facebook page. And there are new features coming out on Facebook pages all the time. For example, a new feature on Facebook is recommend this place button, which is fabulous. When people recommend your place or your page, essentially, that testimonial will stay, a copy of it will stay on your Facebook page wall, and a copy of that referral, if you will, or recommendation gets published to every one of that patient's friends in their Facebook network. And on average, Facebook says we have, I believe it's 130 was the last time I checked, 130 Facebook friends on average. So if you can get, you know, 5 patients a week to recommend your practice to their Facebook network, that could be literally hundreds of pieces of positive word of mouth that's going out actively about your practice. So it's a win-win situation. You're not only building up your positive PR, but you're also increasing the likelihood that potential patients are going to learn about your practice in a positive way, and it's just getting literally dozens or hundreds of pieces of word of mouth out about your practice. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already started a Facebook business page, that you get going on it, get started with it, get the tools in place to grow your likes and grow your Facebook page with lots of testimonials. If you already have a page, take a look at your page and see, you know, is it silent? Are there crickets when you listen to your page? There's not really a lot of activity. If that's the case, you want to get those tools and techniques into place to help you to build your likes, help you to grow your testimonials, help to motivate patients to interact with you on your page. I've got some webinar programs that go in depth about different strategies and tactics you can use to do that. But certainly, you know, many practices are doing this alone and doing a fantastic job. So get out there, get your Facebook business page set up, get your positive reviews built up, and multiple pieces of online real estate on the web. So Google reviews, Yelp reviews, you know, Angie's List reviews, whatever you find is most convenient for patients, okay? Wherever they feel it's most convenient for them to leave positive comments or reviews. I also love going back to a service like Smile Reminder, and certainly there are other services that can do this, but a service where you can survey patients right after their appointments is really ideal. Why? Because that gives patients who might be upset or have a concern that they want to share with you, it gives them an opportunity to share that concern right away rather than let it bubble up and fester and then they want to go anonymously online and post some negative comments. So I highly recommend you get some sort of automated survey service into place. It's a bonus when those surveys can be posted, you know, and shared also on your website and on your Facebook page and, you know, again, multiple pieces of online real estate. So let's talk about two things that you can start doing right away, actively monitoring your online reputation and also actively building up positive PR about yourself and your practice. You don't want to wait until you get a negative comment that pops up and say, eek, you know, I've got to now really work hard to try and get as many reviews and testimonials out there as possible. And it's never a fun thing to do when you feel like you've, you know, got to really light a fire under your staff and, you know, rush people and feel like you're pushing people to comment about you. It's much easier to do it when you're relaxed and feeling confident about the service that you're providing your patients. Remember that at the end of the day, delighting your patients and, you know, providing pleasant surprises and just saying thank you, whether it's in person when they're there for their appointments or via a handwritten thank you note, those things still certainly go a very long way. Okay, so I hope that you found some helpful tips from this audio. I felt really strongly that I get it out to you as soon as possible. Always looking for ways to help you to grow your practice. If you are on social media sites, Facebook, please find me on my Facebook business page at facebook.com/dentalrelationshipmarketing, or you can find me at Twitter at twitter.com/RitaZamora. I'd love to hear your questions, comments, feedback. If you'd like to send me an email, you can also do so at rita@ritazamora.com. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.